From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is time for us to listen to some new music from artists with Detroit area roots. And as always, we welcome Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and its executive editor, Khaled Bahti. Paul, what's our theme this time around?
We're loosely looking at, spring has sprung and we have debuts popping up. People are announcing festivals and outdoor shows that are going to be happening later in the year. So we're really just thinking about kind of like newness and, we're looking at a couple artists who are up and coming from the Detroit area.
Okay. And we're starting out with Michigander. Khaled, tell us a little about this artist.
Yeah. Michigander is the stage name of Jason Singer, and he started the project about 4 years ago, and it's been a sound that has resonated with a lot of people. I mean, his first single, 90s, took off. It became a hit on college radio stations nationwide. It was on official Spotify playlists, which, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Including indie all-stars and viral hits. And from that, it's accumulated 500,000 plays since it landed on streaming.
Well, and Michigander has released his debut EP called Midland. Let's take some time now and check out a track titled Stolen. Getting all the love is to stolen from you. Don't let me go. Nice searching. Paul, what do you like about Michigander lately? His sound, his style?
Great stuff. Highly produced and just really, like, really careful and really articulate. I appreciate the fact that he has a little fun with himself. He's been quoted as saying he calls his, or refers to his music as really hard, soft rock. but he's also been compared to, like, the National, groups like Coldplay, and has that really, just like that really high studio sound.
It's beautiful and really, really accessible.
Yeah, he's on the more user-friendly, mainstream-leaning end of indie rock. It's something that resonates with a lot of people, and it's led to his success with his next single, Fears, and I'm positive that this new EP will be just as successful.
Well, now for something completely different, we head over to Baron Crook's Tangle Parade. Paul, tell us about Baron Crook's.
Baron Crook's Tangle Parade is basically the project name for Josh Cook, who is a really talented percussionist. He's done a lot of like symphonic percussion, a lot of like mallet instruments, and just like really articulate kind of really music-y kind of heady stuff. And he did a lot of exploration in Detroit's kind of like underground experimental scene, which goes pretty deep, let me tell you. I went to a performance that Josh was at, and there's maybe like 10 people in the room, and there's this like really artistic guy like grinding like a pine cone and like a wrench up against a cymbal, and like it's just like very experimental, very avant-garde. And so through some of those experiences, Josh figured, I want to create a project that's maybe a little more accessible than that, and maybe trying to show people like how experimental can bleed into some pop sensibilities. So this is Josh Stab and his first kind of like foray into his solo artistry.
Yeah, Baron Crook's, skirts the line in a different way than Michigander. Michigander leaned a little more on the pop-friendly side. Baron Crook's is pop-friendly too, but coming at it from an experimental angle, and you can hear that in the instrumentation on this track, Bellyache. It sounds almost like primal. The rhythms are shambolic and sort of ritualistic. It reminds you of maybe artists like Animal Collective or even MGMT at, their most off-base. But you get a sense that it's like childlike in its wonder. But at the same time, that he's a trained musician because of all these competing rhythms.
All right, let's take a listen to some of Bellyache. This is Baron Crook's Tangle Parade.
That's why we gotta try to do our best and be outside,
Paul, where does Baron Crook's Tangle Parade kind of fit in Detroit's pop scene, in your view?
Yeah, certainly, like Khaled said, like, leans a little experimental, and also, as Khaled alluded to, like, very, like, kind of childlike and kind of elementary, but also super advanced, and you can tell just by, like, the you know, the rhythm and kind of the timing of everything that this is someone who really understands music theory. I would say that this is someone that you could probably anticipate seeing, you know, at somewhere like L Club or UFO Factory or one of those places where pop is really leading in kind of the indie world. And we saw Detroit really take off with like garage rock. That's kind of one of their claim to fames. But we're seeing that same like enthusiasm around this kind of experimental pop.
And now we go over to Max Landry. Paul, he is originally from Metro Detroit, isn't he?
He is, and after he attended Berklee College of Music, he relocated to where, unfortunately, a lot of our great artists go, which is New York. So he's based out of there. He's done a ton of awesome work with big, huge names. He's done hip-hop. He's done electronic. But Max is super well-versed. He's an incredible vocalist. He can pick up pretty much any instrument and replicate something that you just want to hum to him. He can pick it up in a second. All I have to say about Max is just look out for him because he's going to be super famous one day.
And Khaled, he performs and produces, right?
Yeah, he's lent his talents to some huge names. Some of them are from the area, you know, like hip-hop icons like D12 and Boldy James, as well as Crooked Eye from Slaughterhouse. And just like Paul said, he also traverses the line with electronic music. And he's been featured by the likes of Tiesto, Armin van Buuren, David Guetta, and the list just goes on and on. So this is someone else, just like Baron Crooks, who came from conservatory training, but is making his name in another world.
And let's take a listen now to some of Landry's latest release. This is Where We Belong.
If I might, a little deeper I can find what's under the surface of my mind. Cause I'm not always sinking, but I know how much I'm drinking, and with every sip I'm sinking back to you.
Paul, is this typical for Max Landry, or is this somewhat of a departure in sound for him?
I would say when it comes to Max, you can expect just super crisp, like as high-end studio sound as you can get. This dude is a professional, and when he releases something, it's thoughtful. He spent his time on it, and everything from the engineering to the mixing, like this guy's a perfectionist. So it sounds like it should be on the radio because, you know, it should, and he approaches his work that way. So I would say that this is right where you can expect Max, and certainly we're really excited to see what more he does in the future.
All right. Well, just to recap then, Max Landry out with his first single of 2018, Where We Belong. Baron Crook's Tangle Parade, the debut project, is from Anybody for Anybody. And we heard some of the single Bellyache. And we started out with Michigander, his debut EP Midland, out now. And we heard a track called Stolen. And you can learn more about today's featured artist and so many more by going to DetroitMusicMag.com. As always, our guides for our excursions into Detroit music are Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and its executive editor, Khaled Bahdy. As always, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thanks.
It's getting stronger.